This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off four new Vande Bharat Express trains from Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. Mr. Modi flagged off the Banaras Khajuraho Vande Bharat train from Varanasi railway station along with three other Vande Bharat trains virtually. They will operate on the Lucknow-Saharanpur, Firozpur-Delhi and Ernakulam-Bengaluru routes. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said these Vande Bharat trains will enhance connectivity and provide greater comfort to citizens. He highlighted that these trains will reduce travel time and enhance regional mobility, promote tourism and support economic activity across the country.
आज देश के अलग-अलग हिस्सों में नई वंदे भारत ट्रेनों की शुरुआत हो रही है। काशी से खजुराहो वंदे भारत के अलावा फिरोजपुर दिल्ली वंदे भारत, लखनऊ सहारनपुर वंदे भारत और एर्नाकुलम बेंगलुरु वंदे भारत, इसको भी हरी झंडी दिखाई गई। इन चार नई ट्रेनों के साथ ही अब देश में 160 से ज्यादा नई वंदे भारत ट्रेनों का संचालन होने लगा।
प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू विल एम्बार्क ऑन अ स्टेट विजिट टू एंगोला एंड बोत्सवाना बिगिनिंग टुडे। दिस इज द फर्स्ट एवर विजिट बाय एन इंडियन हेड ऑफ स्टेट टू दीज टू अफ्रीकन नेशंस। President Draupadi Murmu's state visit to Angola and Botswana underscores the importance of India that India places on deepening its engagement with Africa and strengthening partnerships with nations of the Global South. During her visit, scheduled from the 8th to 13th of this month, President Murmu will hold bilateral talks with her counterparts, address the parliaments and interact with the Indian community in the two African countries. In Bihar, top leaders from NDA and Mahagathbandhan have intensified voter outreach as campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly elections ends tomorrow evening. Senior leaders and star campaigners from both NDA and the Mahagathbandhan and other political parties are holding back-to-back election rallies and public meetings across the state to woo the voters. Polling in this phase will be held on Tuesday in 122 constituencies across 20 districts. The Civil Aviation Ministry has said that Airports Authority of India at Indira Gandhi International Airport in Delhi has addressed the technical issue in the automatic message switching system AMSS, which caused delays in processing flight plan messages. The AMSS systems are up and functional now. Several domestic and international flights at the airport were delayed due to the technical issue. In a statement, the ministry said, due to some backlogs, there may be some delays in the normal functioning of automated operations, but assured that the situation regarding flight delays will be normal soon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to veteran BJP leader L.K. Advani on his 90th birthday today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi prayed for Mr. Advani's good health and a long life. The Prime Minister described Mr. Advani as a statesman blessed with towering vision and intellect whose life has been devoted to strengthening India's progress. India's ambassador to Brazil, Dinesh Bhatia, has reaffirmed India's climate commitment, saying that the country is ready to work with all nations to achieve an ambitious, inclusive, fair and equitable transition to sustainability. Speaking at the United Nations Climate Conference or COP30 at Belém in Brazil, Mr. Bhatia highlighted that India has consistently striven to drive its development along a low-carbon pathway over the past decade. The sacred relics of Lord Buddha enshrined at the National Museum in New Delhi will travel to Bhutan today for an 11-day public exposition. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar will lead the delegation. Ministry of Culture said that the exposition is part of the Global Peace Prayer Festival in Thimphu. The India Meteorological Department has said the temperature over the plains of northwest and adjoining central India is expected to remain 2 to 5 degrees Celsius below normal over the next week. The weather agency has also forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu and Kerala during the next 2 to 3 days. In men's cricket, India will take on host Australia on the final game of the 5-match T20 series at Gabba in Brisbane today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.